From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations. But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented.
And we will have this time opportunity, I will have opportunity to work a rollout plan, in particular to make sure that there's no one, in a sense, caught in the system of moving from overseas to our airports, which happened on the first release.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as Tuesday. President Trump spoke to a large campaign-style rally in the state of Florida Saturday and spoke about keeping America safe through immigration reform.
We've allowed thousands and thousands of people into our country, and there was no way to vet those people. There was no documentation. There was no nothing. So we're going to keep our country safe.
Mr. Trump also took issue with news reports the White House staff is disorganized, inefficient, and overly contentious. He said this was the result of false reporting. Today, President Trump interviews potential national security advisors. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult due to a densely packed civilian population and older, narrower streets. Humanitarian agencies are gearing up to help between 250,000 and 400,000 civilians. This is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed, dozens others wounded, when a massive car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital, Mogadishu, Sunday. Witnesses said a car laden with explosives targeted the market. Security officials told VOA Somali service the victims included civilians and government soldiers. Scores of people wounded in the attack have been transported to a local hospital, and no one has yet claimed the responsibility for the blast, but officials blamed al-Shabaab militants. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group has begun patrols in the South China Sea, despite a warning from China not to interfere with Chinese sovereignty in the area. The area where the U.S. group is patrolling is disputed. China has been asserting its rule over the waterway despite territorial claims from a number of other East Asian nations. The White House envoy to the U.S.-led military coalition against the Islamic State group said Sunday that people will be disappointed if they envision the U.S. suddenly finding a new tool in the toolkit for the crisis in Syria. Speaking in a panel discussion on Syria on the second day and final day of the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Brett McGurk said he doesn't think the U.S. will come in with a one-size-fits-all solution because there isn't one.
There's not some tool in the toolkit that, we're going to look a little harder and find this tool, and suddenly the situation is going to be dramatically improved, especially after 5 years of this horrific civil war. But if you look at the situation now, just trying to calm it down, there might be some opportunities simply because of the de-escalatory cycle that we've seen. But we really would have to reinforce this.
International efforts to end the conflict in Syria are set to carry on with a new round of peace talks in Geneva in the coming days. The president of the National Coalition of Syrian Revolution and Opposition Forces said we have a glimmer of hope. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Unification Ministry spokesman made the remark Sunday in a briefing that was held following Malaysian police's statements on the case from the earlier part of the day.
앞으로 최종 조사 결과가 나오겠지만 우리 정부는 동 피살자가
Since final investigation results are to be announced, but South Korean government is certain that the murdered man is Kim Jong-nam under various circumstances, and the government perceives that North Korea was the mastermind behind the incident, considering that the five suspects have North Korean nationality. And earlier, Malaysia's police said they are looking for four more North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.